space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise.
Hey everybody, it's time for our wrap-up video of TOS. We finished the TOS section of the podcast. We didn't do all the episodes, as you're obviously aware by now. We did about 28 of them, I think, out of the 79. We're done with it. The plan all along was to not do all of them because I thought that it would have been a little bit of a distraction. I'm not sure how interested people are in TOS at this point. There was a posting on the Star Trek Reddit subreddit recently that ask people to fill out a poll about what Star Trek they've watched out of all the series and how much of it of each series they've seen. If you've seen a few episodes, most of the episodes, or almost all the episodes, and there's about 10,000 responses to it. And TOS is actually the series that's been least watched by people, which isn't surprising, I guess, but it is. It was a little surprising to me how much of it hadn't been seen. It was like the majority of the responses had not seen most or all of it. Surprising and not surprising, just because, you know, not surprising because it's an old show. It's from the 60s, and most people are probably a little bit younger on Reddit and trending that way. But surprising in the sense that I think that people who would consider themselves Star Trek fans would have seen it. And I say that with the caveat of I had not seen all of these episodes before, and I've been watching them, all of them, not even just the ones that we've been podcasting about, but I've been putting up little reviews on the PenskePodcast.com website. You can check it out there if you're interested in my short little write-ups about everything. But I had not seen most of them at this point, and now I have seen most of them. I'm probably 60% of the way through season 3 at this point, but we've done podcasting about it. And I think that it's been enjoyable. I don't know. It's tough. I feel like if you want to talk about these series in any kind of in-depth way, I feel it's helpful to have watched them all, which seems a little bit obvious. But at the same time, I'm not sure I could recommend that anyone who's not already a hard fan of Star Trek should watch the original series all the way through. I think you're better off with like a top 10 list or something like that, or the 10 most representative episodes. I know the Trek About It did something like that. They did the top, might not have been top 5, but it was a top some number of most representative Star Trek, the original series episodes. That doesn't mean that they're the good or the great episodes or even the bad episodes, but the ones that sort of sum up the series the best. And I think that, you know, my own feedback, I think I tweeted about it, if I can remember, it would have been like, you know, The City on the Edge of Forever, Devil in the Dark, maybe Balance of Terror, like A Private Little War or A Piece of the Action, maybe. Those would be like pretty representative episodes of the show, I think. But I'll get more into depth about why I think that as this episode goes on. But Star Trek was interesting. It was my general sort of mental state, and this might just be the fact that I watched a lot of them in a short amount of time, is that I sort of got worn out by it. I started very strong in season 1. I thought things were interesting. And then season 2 came along and it was like, whatever, this is okay. And season 3 rolled around, and I'll get to season 3 in a little bit. But at a certain point, I was just like, you know, I feel like we've seen all these stories through season 2 already. And that was kind of my mental state of where I was in season 3. But starting at the top, I think that they actually, the seasons go in order now that I've thought about it and sort of looking at the rankings here. A lot of people think that season 2 is the more consistent season. I think that's probably true. That doesn't mean it's the better season, but season 2 is probably, it's more aware of what the show can do, where season 1 is a little bit more exciting. There's a lot more highs and lows in season 1. I think that the episodes are better in season 1. Season 1 was also the series or the season of the show where the crew actually felt like it was not just McCoy, Spock, and Kirk at a certain point. The first 10 episodes feature heavily Sulu, Uhura have a lot of stuff. The first 10 episodes of season 1 probably have more supporting actor things to do than the combined rest of the series, which is sad. And I think that that's a little bit of a reason why TOS starts to wear on you after a while, is because the trinity of those three characters, McCoy, Spock, and Kirk, the stories kind of get old at a certain point because you're only seeing things through those three characters' eyes. Those are the three that eventually only, that they're the only ones that beam down anywhere. And it's a little frustrating. It's a little boring because they're the id, superego, and ego aspect of their interaction starts to get a little bit old, and it particularly affects McCoy. I'll talk about the three characters after this, but the season one stuff felt fresh. It felt a little bit different. It might have just been because it was the TOS sort of getting into it by that point, but I wasn't going crazy with the ratings. You know, there's some twos and threes starting off, and then you get into a good territory with Enemy Within and What a Little Girl's Made Of, Miri, Dagger of the Mind, Corbinite. Those are all very good episodes. Balance of Terror sneaks in there. And then it ends strong as well with Taste of Armageddon, This Side of Paradise, and Devil in the Dark, and City on the Edge. The ideas felt a little bit more fresh. The scripts felt different. There was no sort of overriding theme of season one. It felt more like it was a bunch of fresh ideas that were coming into this sort of series setup and what this show could actually do and see if it went anywhere. They didn't all work. Obviously, there was Mud's Women, Court Martial, Return of the Archons, things that didn't really work out all that well. But to me, season one feels the most Star Trek-y. In season two, moving into season two, I was not as interested in season two as a lot of people seem to be online saying that there's more better episodes. There's only two really great episodes, in my opinion, in season two, which is Doomsday Machine and The Ultimate Computer. And there's more than that in season one. I think there's five. Miri, Balance of Terror, Devil in the Dark, and City on the Edge. So there's four, if I'm counting that right. One, two, three, four. Yeah. So season two, there's less episodes, but I feel like it doesn't reach the heights of season one. And a lot of season two, to me, feels like alternate Earth episodes. They got this into this sort of rut with like Patterns of Force, A Piece of the Action, Wolf in the Fold even a little bit, where they started to do these alternate Earth situations where they'd land on a planet, even though I guess you could say Who Mourns for Adonais would sort of be in there too, an assignment Earth, obviously. They land on they're on a planet or an Earth-like planet that it just sort of has one aspect going for it, be like space Nazis or mobsters or things like that. And it felt like for how many episodes are in the season, it felt like there were a lot of episodes that went down that path. And it wasn't very interesting a lot of the time. They're obviously doing it to save sets, save budgets on sets and things. And even though I like A Piece of the Action, it starts to wear on you a little bit. The Nazi one was not particularly good. It's not particularly insightful in any sort of way. To me, season two felt a little bit more generic of Star Trek. Shatner started to Shatner it up at this point. The McCoy, Spock, and Kirk trinity became more apparent at this point. They were the three that were always involved in things. McCoy got his, or DeForest Kelly got his opening credit in the title screen and everything like that. But it didn't, season two felt like there's a lot of episodes like A Mock Time, Mirror, Mirror, Journey to Babel. There's episodes like that that feel like they're more important, and people who like the original series say that they're some of the best episodes, and I didn't find them to be all that interesting. I didn't think that they were all that good. I thought that they're important maybe for the series history and everything, but they're not particularly enjoyable to watch. There's nothing there that has the highs of season one. It's more just like these are solidly okay episodes of TOS, which is a thing in and of itself, and it doesn't really achieve much out of that. Moving to season three is funny because I'm not done with it. So maybe things are going to change in the last 10 episodes or whatever I have, less than that. But season three, I think, actually gets unjustly maligned a little bit. There's some really bad episodes like Plato's Stepchildren, The Empath, and Spock's Brain and everything like that. But season three to me doesn't feel like that much of a step down in quality from season two. It feels more like they just start repeating the ideas that we've already seen in season two, which at the point of season two felt like we were doing that from season one. Season three to me feels like a lower budget version of season two, where they just sort of copy pasted script ideas over. And I think that the people who say that it's a lost season are wrong. I do think there are good episodes in season three. The Enterprise Incident, Day of the Dove is probably the best episode from season three. But I think it gets overshadowed because it has the Spock's Brain and the Empath. And the Empath seems to be more hated online than I actually thought. I just thought it was tremendously boring, but people seem to not really like it at all. And I feel like season three is just kind of this lost, pointless season, but it doesn't have any problems that weren't present already in the first two seasons in terms of like what the scripts are, what's coming out of them, what the writing process was, how the scripts actually work, how the actors are reacting to it and everything like that. Shatner is definitely going off the charts in season three. He started to adapt to his Shatnering type thing. But season three on itself, I wouldn't say it's much worse than season two in a lot of ways. And I'll be interested to see when the final scores come out, like on average, where does it stand? But that's kind of it. That's my general consensus of the three seasons. And if you wanted to watch them, I would suggest it, but it would be it's a little hard. Like, is anyone out there seriously, does anyone like wish to rewatch all of TOS? I feel like I would never watch this again. And I sound negative and everything like that, but it's been an eye-opening experience going back and watching this and listening to other podcasts where they review the episodes and they sound fairly negative, or they're fairly like sort of, there's a lot of things wrong with these episodes, but then later on sort of saying like, well, it was a great series and everything like that. And it doesn't jive with me what people see when they watch the individual episodes. I think listener Barbara, I think, summed it up best, where she said the TOS to her is a better memory than it is a show. And I think that's like, that perfectly encapsulates what I think the perception of this series is. And you know, I'll go into the characters, I guess, before I do sort of the general pros and cons. So Kirk, Spock, and McCoy, we'll talk about those three, because the other characters really don't have anything going for them at this point, until we get into the movies, and maybe then they only become a little bit more prominent. But the Uhuras, the Scotties, the Sulus, and the Chekhovs of the show are pretty forgettable, in all things considered. You could easily replace any of those characters in any script and nothing would really change. So I don't consider those characters to be important at all. The Kirk, Spock, and McCoy. I'll start with McCoy, I think. McCoy from this rewatch actually came off the worst to me. There's a lot of episodes where McCoy's sort of emotional angle aspect, where he's going to play the emotional person against the Spock character, really is a tough thing to write, because he comes off almost always wrong in what he's arguing about, where Spock is taking the rational, logical approach to a problem. This is probably most apparent in things like the Paradise Syndrome and stuff like that, where McCoy just doesn't come across like he's understanding what the stakes are and what like a rational thing to do. You know, I don't know if McCoy ever says this, but a lot of McCoy arguments always seem to be like, Spock will be like, well, it's better to save 100 people and murder one than it is to save one and murder 100. And McCoy will always like argue against that in a sort of way of being like, no one should die. It's kind of that annoying counter argument that people would make. It's like, yeah, clearly no one should die. But in what we're talking about, one death is better than 100 deaths. So the McCoy character always kind of gets stuck like that. And he's a little bit grumpy. And the Spock and McCoy interaction in the show is funny because it doesn't seem like they actually like each other, which is funny. They barely seem to respect each other. And some episodes play it up like they like each other more, but the vast majority of the episodes kind of have them at a very tense relationship with Kirk mediating between them. And McCoy is good because the DeForest Kelly brought a lot to the role, but I don't know if the actual character itself is all that worthwhile. And he was the one I was least impressed with. Kirk would be the opposite effect of that to me. Kirk actually came off much better than I had remembered from this, especially in season one. In season one, he is not the swashbuckling rogue captain that has kind of become popular conception of him. We've talked about this in the podcast before, but he's much more regulated and sort of insightful, and obviously doesn't shoot from the hip or anything like that in the first season. Shatner plays him toned down quite a bit in the first season. He's not nearly as sort of a Shatner-y as he is in seasons two and three, which does become kind of a little bit of a problem, although it is how we identify the show at this point. I think the thing that's surprising to me about Kirk is how similar he is to Picard in a lot of ways. Like, the two characters aren't really all that different from each other if you consider it in sort of broad strokes. Like, Kirk obviously he's more the ladies' man and things like that, but they approach things largely the same. It's just the fact that in the original series, one of the funny things about it is that there's not a lot of diplomacy in the original series episodes. There's a lot of the crew meeting a planet that they've never discovered and something being weird about it, but there's not diplomatic interaction between people. And it's much more of a cowboy show. And what's funny is that they don't really deviate from that structure a lot. Like TNG eventually learned that they could do different stories. One thing I think that makes TOS drag is that Kirk characterization tends to propel so many of the episodes that a lot of his interactions with the people who are introduced in new episodes kind of comes across the same. And Kirk is good, and Shatner is good at playing Kirk. And I think that the perception of him from the original series is not quite accurate, like the popular conception of him. So it's been interesting to go back and watch how that actually came along. He's the character that most changes over the course of the series, largely due to Shatner getting a little bit crazy later on. And then we get to Spock, and Spock's good. There's nothing wrong with Spock, right? Like, clearly he's the most original character creation out of all of this. I don't really have any problems with him. They do not explain the Vulcans quite interestingly in the series. They don't pay a lot of attention to what the Vulcans are. It takes a long time to sort out what the Vulcan philosophy is. And people always, you know, I have a hard time relating to the people who are like, well, Spock would have inspired me as I was growing up to be a kid, to be different. It's like, I guess it's hard to go back in time to talk about Spock in that way. But as a character himself, I think he's definitely interesting. They don't really explore the emotional aspect of him, which I think is the most fascinating part of the whole thing. So because they don't really, it's not like Data, where Data's focus of every Data episode is what it means to be human. They don't do that with Spock a lot. So Spock sort of serves this android computer role while being a person, even though we know that he has emotions bubbling underneath the surface. So it doesn't generate a lot of drama or anything like that. And they don't really do a lot of work explaining it or exploring those functions. But this will obviously all change in the movies, but in terms of the series, he's just kind of there. He's an interesting creation, and he doesn't really change a lot or add a lot. And, you know, his analog in the future series would probably be closer to the computer than an actual character. So in general, you know, I thought that the pros of the TOS series were the universe that they built, the sort of, you know, the trappings of everything that this series, obviously, that came up with the transporters, the warp drives, everything like that, what Starfleet is, what the starships look like, the missions and how the episodes work and all that stuff. And I think that the universe that Roddenberry built is really pretty versatile and flexible, obviously, because it spawned multiple series. But they did a good job of laying down that groundwork here. And I think that the character interactions are actually some good prototypes of what would eventually go on. They only did it with the three characters of Spock, McCoy, and Kirk, as I said. But once they'd start to branch out and become more of a group thing, that would become better in later series, even though I think that this is, you know, for the time, this is a pretty good attempt at what they were doing and for a first swing. And I guess they got a hit out of it. The other pros are, I mean, if you wanted to watch it through, there's not that many episodes. There's only 79 or something. So if you got free time, you could easily get through them. It's just a question of whether or not you would actually want to do that. So the pros to me of this series are seeing where everything came from, seeing 60s television as kind of its own thing, and then seeing how the series developed from this original idea. The pros of the series are more about what they would later become than it is about the actual quality of the episodes. Because I think the big cons of the original series are that a lot of the scripts aren't very good. The 60s pacing is brutal. Like, I know you have to judge these things in terms of the 60s and when things were made and everything like that. But I think objectively, television has gotten a lot better since the 60s. Like, people are better at making TV episodes. And these episodes are not particularly great. They hardly ever have a B story. They barely ever really explore what the episode is setting up. Like the Taste of Armageddon is the example that pops in my head. Like, a great idea about a computer simulated war and people killing themselves if they're just determined to be killed in this war. But it's all done through computers, so there's no explosions, the economies aren't hurt or anything like that. It's a really great idea. 80% of the episode is Kirk and Spock trying to break out of a jail cell. So it's that kind of a monotonous unwillingness to explore what they're talking about, only in these sort of very broad generalizations about, like, we're making an allegory on nuclear weapons and things like that. The episodes feel very long to me. They start to become very repetitive very soon because they don't do anything outside of the sort of go to a planet, meet a new thing. That's how it works. And like a lot of the TOS episodes are built around that, where the later series would get a little bit more creative with how they'd explore different topics. TOS doesn't really do that. It's very formulaic, and the episodes tend to blend in together, honestly. Like, as I would watch them, I'd watch two or three in a row before writing about them or podcasting about them. And you start to forget what each episode is about in a weird way, where you remember the broad strokes, but you don't remember the interactions or anything that led to any of the endings or any of the plot drive or anything like that. So it all kind of blends together into this mushy memory. And I think that's largely because so much of it is so similar to each other. You remember the big items. You remember the sort of big events, not even big episodes, but like Wolf in the Fold, Scott is the serial killer. You know, Journey to Babel is Sarek. Metamorphosis is Zefren Cochran. Day of the Dove is, you know, the Klingons fighting on the Enterprise and everything like that. You remember those things, but the specifics in the way that I remember the other series specific episodes doesn't come across in TOS. And I think it's just largely a part of the scripts being all very similar. There was no writer's room, it seemed. There was just a lot of scripts being sort of submitted by other writers and being rewritten by Gene L. Kuhn or Roddenberry or whoever was in control of the show at that point. So it's a difficult series to recommend people watch. And I'd like to, like, what do you guys think of TOS? A lot of people who have been commenting on TOS obviously seem to like it because you guys know, like, the episodes, obviously, because you're able to respond with what you thought about them. And you sort of have a strong memory of the quality of them and everything like that. But do you guys like TOS? Like, do you find it to be an enjoyable show, or do you enjoy it more just because it's a Star Trek thing? Because I don't think that I think I like it fine, but I would never go through and watch a lot of these again. Even the good ones. I think Mark had said on his appearance that he watches City on the Edge forever every once in a while. And I can kind of see that. I'm looking at the strongest rate, maybe Doomsday Machine I could watch again, or, you know, more than somewhat infrequently, but I think that's about it. It's a tough sell to bring back in. So let me know what you guys think, why you like the original series, if you do. If you think I'm being unfair to it, let me know about that, obviously. But I don't think I am. I think I'm just sort of going through, and we've had different people come on, and different people have given their opinions, and I think we're all kind of on the same page about it. And we'll see how it goes. But that's it. Those are my general thoughts for TOS. We're done with it. We're going to be moving on. We're moving on to the movies. We're moving on to Deep Space Nine after that, which I'm excited for. I sound cynical, right? I sound negative about it. I think I more appreciate the fact that I can now say I've seen all the episodes, or I will be able to say that soon. I've seen all the episodes of TOS. That feels more of an accomplishment to me than anything else. You know, and I'm happy that I've done it, but I don't feel that it's a tough sell to sort of recommend this series to other people, especially people who are getting into Star Trek. So anytime something comes up on the Star Trek Reddit that asks what series should people who have never seen Star Trek start to, what should they watch first, it's definitely not going to be the original series for me. But anyway, moving on, we're coming up with the movies. So we're going to have the motion picture. Clay is going to be doing all the movies. Motion picture is going to be coming out Thursday. This will come out Monday. And we'll be doing a movie every week. So every Thursday, that's the plan anyway. I do have a vacation mixed in. Hopefully that won't screw things up in early June. But the plan is to have a movie on Thursday and then try to do two animated series episodes on the Monday of those, so that those will wrap up at pretty much the same time. And then we'll move into Deep Space Nine. So we'll do the two animated series on Monday. This is the plan for now. Don't hold me to it, but this is what I'd like to do. Two animated series on Mondays, and then the movies on every Thursday. And the motion picture is going to be coming up very, very soon. We just we recorded that day or two ago. Pretty happy with how it came out. Hopefully you guys will enjoy as well. That's about it. Obviously, thank you very much for listening. If you joined during the original series, let me know when you guys actually started listening. I feel like listenership has fallen off during the original series, just looking at the numbers. And that's not a concern to me, and it kind of fits with how I think people perceive the original series. And I've heard a lot of people say that they'll come back for Deep Space Nine. They're not particularly interested in the original series, which is fair enough. But if you have any suggestions for how to improve the show, if the show is getting a little stale or something and that's why people are dropping off, let me know. Other than that, we're going to continue doing the thing as we've been doing it, moving on to the movies in Deep Space Nine. But yeah, always you can contact me at thepenskyfilevideo@gmail.com, thepenskyfilevideo@gmail.com. Go to facebook.com/thepenskypodcast. You can go to patreon.com/thepenskyfile. That changed, so that's new. patreon.com/thepenskyfile. You go there, you can support the shows. We're going to be putting out a bunch of different shows. Clay will eventually have a Batman the Animated Series coming out, so we're sort of consolidating all the podcasts under the Penske File Patreon and turning the Patreon away from a Star Trek themed thing into a more general podcast type network thing. Nothing's going to really change for the patrons, and if you guys want to support any of the shows like Prisoner Podcast, the Star Trek show, the upcoming Batman series that Clay's doing, you can go to patreon.com/thepenskyfile, and you give a couple dollars a month, you get extra stuff. We talk about movies and things like that. So it's a great way to support the show. This does take a lot of time and effort. And you actually do end up having weird conversations with your family. It's like, are we going to ever watch a TV show for ourselves anymore? That's maybe a personal insight into what it's like to have to watch TV for work, which is kind of an interesting thing. People should try watching a TV series for whatever, if you want to consider this work, and see how that goes for you. But yeah, patreon.com/thepenskyfile. We appreciate all the support. If you've been listening for a while, it's greatly appreciated. If you're excited about Deep Space Nine, let us know. It's greatly appreciated. We'll be talking about the movies, and then there's 10 of them, so it should take 2 months to get through that. All that stuff. Well, I've been rambling for long enough. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for listening to just me ramble on about TOS. Let me know in the comments what you thought about it. Email me, all that stuff. It's always exciting when you move on to a new series or a new section of the podcast. We're done with the original series. We're going to be moving on to the movies. So, guys, thank you very much. I'll see you later.